Good morning, Albuquerque. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We are very excited to be here with you this morning. We want you to know that Go Local Boom is brought to you by Rocketbox SEO. Launch your business into a new dimension with Rocketbox SEO and web design. My co-host this morning, as always, Vince Trujillo. Good morning, sir.
Sean. Great to be here, brother.
It's been a great week.
It's always a great week, man.
It's not always a great week, but it's been a great week. I like the weather transitioning. The fall is my favorite time of year, and it's starting to creep in.
I love that morning. The morning smells, the afternoon smells, how it's getting a little cooler. I can smell football in the air.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So thank you guys for joining us this morning. For those of you that don't know, Go Local Boom is not only a radio show where we invite local businesses and community groups in to talk about what they do and tell us what makes their business great, what makes this community great as the way we see it, but it's also an online business directory. And so those individuals that come in on air and a bunch of other businesses in the community that didn't even know it have free profiles on our directory site. That directory site is geolocated. You can go in there anytime if you'd like to do business with local businesses first, because it creates sustainability and success in our economy locally. Do that. Check out Go Local Boom online and tell your friends about the radio show, because we always have cool people in here telling us about the cool things that they do in their family owned and operated businesses a lot of the time, right?
Like our next guest.
Right, Lorenzo? So our first guest this morning, the name of their business is Sandia Hard Cider.
Yes, sir.
And Lorenzo Melendez is owner operator, one of the brothers that run the show over there. So tell us where we can find you and what you guys do.
We are a local cider company, and you can find us off of Manal and Broadbent. Our address is 2809 Broadbent Suite D, just west of the freeway off Manal is where Broadbent is at.
So what else is around there?
It's an industrial area.
It's an industrial area. The T-Mobile call center is on Broadbent Manal. We're back behind there.
There's a Pima there, right? Is it
Carrington College?
Carrington College.
There's the archery shop that's back in there, if you guys like to shoot bows.
There's an archery shop back there?
Manal. I didn't know that.
Oh, it's amazing.
Vince and I, so we go to the archery shop. Right. But there's the archery shop is the name of it, and there's one over there off of Carlisle and Candelaria. So there's another one that we didn't know about. Look, every time we learn something
new. And within a spit's throw from a brewery.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Every time we invite guests on here, we learn something new. All right, cool. Lorenzo, tell us what it is that you guys do. What is cider?
Cider is the new hot thing out here. We take apple juice and turn it into alcohol. Kind of like how,
it's almost like, you know, taking the kid's favorite drink, and then the kid grows up and he still gets his favorite drink.
Exactly.
So there's that commercial on TV where people get apples thrown at their head and suddenly they realize that they want some cider. So this is what you guys produce that here locally.
Yes, sir. We produce it here locally.
So the brewery scene in Albuquerque is booming right now.
Right.
A lot of new breweries. I heard somewhere that they said like over 50 new breweries would be in Albuquerque.
That's a lot,
in this year and next year. So it only makes sense that you guys are doing cider now. Are you the only brewers in the city that do cider?
There are a couple other ones that do it on a smaller scale. We saw an opportunity to hop into this industry, and we wanted to really make an impression on everybody and be here for the long haul. So we got a pretty decent sized system. We picked up a small canning line. We are actually just signed a deal with Admiral Beverage to be in distribution.
Oh, cool, man.
Actually, we just got into Isotopes this past weekend.
That's super exciting.
The way we got into there is we have a wine license. It's not a brewery beer license.
Okay.
So there's a couple little maneuvers that we made to get into some places that typically wouldn't allow
a brewery. That's so smart, because you considering how saturated the market is with breweries right now, especially new ones, you're gonna have to make some creative decisions to set yourself apart.
Exactly. And I think we started off on the right track with that. We have 10 different ciders on tap at all times there.
Wow.
At the brewery, constantly bringing in new flavors and new ideas. No one here has really scratched the market yet. And if you go to the East Coast or the West Coast, the Northwest Pacific, you go into a tap room.
Pretty common.
Yeah, you have half of their taps are cider taps, and no one had really done that here yet. And we saw an opportunity and wanted to take advantage of it.
I think that's a great plan right now. You know, breweries are huge all over the country. Like you said, there's certain markets where they're a little bit more mature. And in those markets, that's where they're doing a little bit different things, right? They're trying to hit ciders. You see more distilleries. There's a little bit different change. And here locally, I like enjoying our local breweries. But I, you know, just the gluten, I guess. I get older now. I can't stomach it as much. I've been looking for some good ciders. So I think it's perfect. I don't know of any other breweries doing a lot of the cider here in Albuquerque.
Yeah, you were saying that recently, yeah. Actually. I don't drink. And so it's great for the show, right, that we have somebody in here that does that can speak to that. I've got an allergy. It's not something I've done for years. I missed the days of Jaeger bombs and, you know, IPAs. And apparently IPA was an accident. Did you know that? I was having a conversation with a brewer from Rio Bravo a couple of weekends ago. And he said, yeah, everybody loves the really hoppy, intense flavor of an IPA. We get that. That's one of their most popular brews or styles of brew. He said, IPA was an accident. Somebody threw too many hops in a batch one day, and they didn't want to waste it, and it came out, and they were like, yeah, this is really good. Let's market it.
Thank goodness for that accident.
Yeah.
And I've heard both of those. I won't get into them, but I heard that in India Pale, that's also how the British got their the beer over into India for their troops by adding a lot of hops to it.
It lasted long.
It lasts long. Now, they might have accidentally added a lot of hops, and then that created this hop. Now it just seems like everyone just sees how they can out-hop each other.
Yeah.
That's exactly why I like trying different things, like some ciders. Yeah. And there's some good ciders out there. I mean, give us an example of some of the varieties of ciders. I mean, I don't know a lot about it, but, I mean, there's the hards, there's the sparkling ones, there's sweeter ones, there's drier ones.
You can get drier ones, you can get sweeter ones, you can get semi-sweets. You know, they can range from everywhere. You can get ciders that have very little carbonation. You can get ciders that have higher carbonation, different flavors. One thing that we did here is we came out with a watermelon cider.
I was just going to ask you, are there other fruits that you use? It's just apple.
Yes, there are. Apple is our base. Apple's, you know, the majority of the product. But
so with the watermelon, you just add apple to the watermelon.
We add watermelon to the
watermelon
apple.
To the apple.
Yeah, vice versa. Yeah, and it's something that that we hadn't seen. We had looked into it, and we couldn't find anybody that had done that. So we said, what the heck? Let's try and figure out something.
Well, and it's good for branding, right?
Sandia
Hard Cider.
Sandia Hard Cider. Yeah. You know, you think of Albuquerque, you think of New Mexico, and you think of the Sandia Mountains.
You got to have Sandia in it somewhere.
Somewhere.
For those of you that don't know, Sandia literally translates into watermelon. Yeah, so that makes perfect sense. Absolutely. Yeah. So tell me the difference. Like, are there differences between brewing beer and brewing cider?
Yeah, brewing beer is a lot harder than making cider. You have to, you know, you have 12 different processes for beer, and you have 3 different for cider. So it's a quicker turnaround. It's an easier process. Why people haven't done it before, I don't know.
I was about to ask that. You know, I thought since there's no one else that opened up a tap room for cider, cider tap room, I thought it was going to be a lot more difficult. But you're saying it's a lot simpler. Why aren't people experimenting with it?
You know, I think they are. Maybe they just weren't comfortable with the market, or maybe they just didn't see what we were seeing. You know, cider is up 300% over the past 2 years. And if we can ever get into the same kind of market that is up in the Pacific Northwest, where it's 5% of their market, we're at like 0.5 here. So we have 1,000 times increase in our market. And if we can gobble up some of that shares and other local people, we encourage everybody to get into cider. We think it's a good thing. We are working on a menu, so we have a completely gluten-free menu for people that go in there to eat and drink. It's, you know, we're trying to help and cater to those people like that.
You know, and that's what I thought when I was talking to you before we started the show today. I thought it's a perfect opportunity business wise. I mean, there's people who love to make their craft beers, and then there's people who have good business mindset behind it too. And I think that's a great business mindset. Gluten free is huge now. People have a lot of gluten allergies. There's a lot of talk about what we've done with our gluten over the last, you know, a few decades, and to come in with a business idea that actually speaks to those people and give them a lot of different options for it, I think is brilliant.
You guys are right up the street from La Montanita Co-op too.
Right up the street.
Yeah, so yes. I would suggest, you know, we always try to focus on tips and tricks, business success, you know, opportunities and so on. That's definitely a partnership that could benefit you guys. And their marketing people and their team over there, that's their warehouse, but that's also their home office. So their corporate offices, I'm sure if you just walked in the front door and said, hey, this is who we are. We're right up the street from you guys. What do you think about our product? Since you're canning, right?
Right,
and
we're canning.
You can put it in stores. And Admiral, I wonder if Admiral distributes to them.
I'm sure Admiral distributes to everybody around here. we have talked to them. We've talked to the Whole Foods. We've talked to a lot of other places where we think we can get into. And you know, it's a trend that people want to get on and be a part of.
So you can also, you know, and I love to hear the business acumen behind what you're doing, because I talk to a lot of business owners all the time. I myself am a small business owner. And so I like to hear, you know, what gave people that business acumen. Just briefly tell us in the last couple minutes a little bit about your background. What got you all into this? Because to go after certain contracts and all of that seems to be part of your plan.
Well, we started off in construction, and
well, that only makes sense.
Working 9 to 7 at a mine and crushing rock and making asphalt and concrete all day, just it was fun, but. Man, it took a toll on me, and it took a toll on my family. And we, my older brother is actually, he started a brewery up in Las Vegas, New Mexico Craft Brewing. And he's kind of the one that kind of led us in this direction. And we kind of, one of the other partners, Chris Santovich, he's from here as well. He went to Manzano High School. He's a CPA. He was working for the Department of Defense auditing contracts. And we had a little beer festival at Stereo Bar about a year ago. And he was there, and he's like, man, I really want to get involved with you guys. And I was like, well, you know, let's look at another angle. Let's not really worry about the beer too much. Just find something else we could get into.
Everybody's doing beer right now.
And we found it. And, so from construction to brewing, it's...
Oh, that's a great story. That's why you have some of the business mindset. Got some great contracts and other things that they said they did in construction. And you're applying some of that business knowledge to the tap room. One more time, tell us where you're located and how people can find you online, a website or Facebook.
We're located at 2809 Broadbent, Suite D. You can find us on Facebook under Sandia Hard Cider or The Craft Room. We have named our tap room The Craft Room because we carry 13 different beers on tap, 10 ciders on tap. And you can find us on Instagram, the_craft_room_New Mexico. No website up yet, but we'll have one up soon.
Folks, check us out after the commercial. We've got a great, a veteran local business owner, dynamic dude. You guys are going to really like this interview coming up, 3D Security. Lorenzo, thanks for your time. Have a great day. You guys are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL.
I've just closed my eyes again.
Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I promised you an exciting interview, and
We got one.
Vince just pointed out my timer. That's why I was distracted. Thanks, Vince. Appreciate that. I always like to give people a peek behind the curtain. Do you wonder why there was that awkward pause there for a moment? It's because I was distracted.
I know. I like the peeks. We should actually have a whole segment that talks about the peeks behind the curtain.
We could do outtakes online.
Yeah, splice all your outtakes.
Yeah, we could do outtakes online. So in any case, our second guest this morning, dynamic human being, father, veteran, business owner, community activist, Chris Sweeten, owner at 3D Security Solutions, Security Training Solutions. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Morning, Sean. How you doing?
We're doing pretty well, and we're excited to have you in here. The focus of Go Local Boom, if you've never heard, is local businesses, their stories, what tips and tricks and how their experience can benefit other entrepreneurs, or how people listening might be able to utilize their services. And your industry is one that I'm not familiar with. I worked security when I was a kid. That was one of my first jobs, car lot security. But I didn't go through any training. There was a buddy of mine said, hey, you want to work a night job? These guys give you a baseball cap and hook you up. And I sleep in the back most of the time, but it pays good. So let's go check it out, right? But you guys actually take this to a very serious and professional level, right?
Correct.
So tell us about 3D Security Solutions. How would people get a hold of you, first of all? And then tell us what you do.
The easiest way to get a hold of us is either by calling on the phone is probably the best way. It's 505-750-4220. Or shooting an email to info@3dsts.com.
3dsts.com. You guys on Facebook?
Yes, sir. We do have a Facebook page. We also have a Twitter account and a LinkedIn account.
And that's 3dsts all the way around?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. Okay, so what do you do?
So 3dsts trains the art of self-defense for the individuals, teaching people anywhere from hand-to-hand all the way up to concealed carry. We also train security officers to be private security officers. And then executive dignitary protection stuff, some bodyguard
dignitary stuff. And VIP. Yes. Okay. So I bet you've met a lot of interesting people in your time.
Yes. You could say that.
Yeah, Chris came through and did some training for us at Paws and Stripes. As you guys know, I'm a huge proponent of Paws and Stripes, and Chris is a huge supporter and donor, and came in and basically trained our entire team on, you know, emergency response type situations. What do you do in the event of this, that, or the other thing?
Oh, for your staff, huh?
Yes, sir. And, nice. And so the cool thing was, this is information that a lot of us didn't know. Everybody thinks, you know, well, maybe we have, you know, an aggressive individual in the lobby. We're, you know, around Knob Hill. A lot of strange people wander in. What do we do in response to that situation and so on? But none of us had really thought about it from the perspective that Chris, you know, helped us to see it from. It was very beneficial and gave us all around kind of a team dynamic, a team sense of you know, safety and response when it comes to emergency situations. So you do that. What else do you do?
We're also trained to teach American First Aid, Red Cross, and CPR, active shooter training, and corporate team building, stuff like that.
Wow, man. So when I think, when I hear security, right, 3D STS security, I think, you know, guarding commercial properties or residences. You guys train the people that do that.
Correct.
But you also train. So your company is more training than anything.
That's STS. That's the whole purpose, is to train people. Our biggest, one of the things we tell all of our students is, you never rise to the occasion, you fall to your training. You're not Superman or Superwoman or Batman or Batgirl. You need to know exactly what you're doing when the time comes. And if you don't practice it all the time, you're not going to be able to do it. Now, granted, I'd rather be lucky than good any day of the week, but I'd rather hedge my bets to make sure I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
and Chris, that's what we stress.
Chris gave an example when he was doing our training. He dropped a phone book in the lobby and said, "Did that sound like a gunshot to you?" And we all said, "No, not at all." He says, "That's what a gunshot sounds like when you're in your office and you're back there behind a door or in a meeting, and it sounds like somebody dropped something. You don't realize that, you know, it's not a phone book hitting the ground; it's a gunshot."
And you hear that, you know. Unfortunately, with all of the shootings that we've had in the country, you hear people say, "I didn't know what it was at first. Mm-hmm. I thought it might be this, or I thought it might be that." And you guys kind of give people just an understanding of just be aware. Be ready, right? Be ready and aware. So you do also not just train security guards. It sounds like you can go in and you can do some training for offices or teams, whoever wants it, just to get a little bit of an idea about multiple different situations.
Yeah, yes, we've gone into multiple different clients here in town that we go back pretty much quarterly and semi-annual, just to keep all their new hires up to breast on what's going on, the different
because
things that they're doing.
You fall back on your training.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it's not work.
Well, and not only that.
It's fun.
Yeah, not only that, they get to have fun doing that and sharing this information with people, seeing the lights come on, when people
correct.
Realize things that they had never thought of or considered. But people actually come to you and your facilities to teach concealed carry, personal self-defense, right?
Yes, sir. We're actually expanding now. We've got our new location out on the west side, and just got a 3,000 square foot building.
Congratulations on that.
Which is awesome. We're starting in September. We're going to be doing hand-to-hand for people with disabilities to learn how to handle that. And then we're also talking about on Wednesday nights, opening it up to the public for combat jiu-jitsu stuff that we do. And then Friday or Thursday nights, it's going to be more tailored to law enforcement / security. So there are actually restraints put on where you don't actually try and just really end your threat. You want to do the things legally on Thursday nights for the security officer.
So different kinds of holds and restraint.
More controlling.
Methods that aren't going to debilitate a person or
correct.
Cause them injury that they can then sue you for.
Correct.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, I'd never thought about that before. That's quite specifically different training for those. There's
completely
one is
different.
If someone's coming in, they're a threat, and they're armed with a knife or a gun, and they're trying to kill people, I'm trying to end that threat as soon as possible.
Correct.
Security guard training or law enforcement, you definitely don't want to end that unless there's that line that they cross into let threaten your life.
Yes.
Otherwise, you have to restrain them in a safe manner that protects yourself and them as quickly and subdues them and then constrains them without.
It's a big difference from the general Joe Blow civilian that is learning in self-defense versus actually using a reactive control model or force continuation model or, you know, a different what's the word I'm looking for?
Just a
method that, you know, law enforcement has. Well, they just came down and were told that they've got almost a 270 page book that they've got to learn.
Wow.
To actually use for use of force. So
for use of restraint.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, because what that's allowed to do before they can do anything.
And I would say to reinforce your earlier point, that is all about training as well. How do you, in the moment when adrenaline is high and you're trying to, this is a life or death decision, do you make the one to exercise restraint or to use force, right? And that's...
When seconds count, tenths of seconds matter. So and if you're not practicing it, you're not going to be able to do it. And it's proved thousands of times over.
Yep.
Right, it's the same with athletes, right? You know, yeah, if you don't train exactly something and they say, well, how are you going to catch that ball or, you know, the football, the basketball or the baseball?
Or counter that punch. Yeah. This is, you've got a fist fist or a foot flying at your head. What do you do? If you have not practiced that counter move or that defense repetitiously, you're going to go out.
Yeah, it's, you know, I like to use the example when I'm teaching. If you can hit an oak tree 1,000 different places, it's not going to do anything to that oak tree. You hit that oak tree 1,000 times in the same spot, okay, something's going to start to happen at that point.
Right.
So I'm not worried about the guy who practices 1,000 different techniques. I'm worried about the guy that practices one technique.
I've heard that before.
Times.
Yeah, it's exactly. A martial arts thing, right?
Yes.
You know, and
my Shihan tells me that all the time.
I love that. I love that saying. You know, I had the privilege of, I've done just very, very sparse martial arts training, but I did, the same instructor actually had this close quarter combat class, and it was supposed to be based around, this is after 9/11, so everyone started paying attention a little bit more to what do I need to know if someone comes with a box cutter or with a gun or something. And I got so much use out of that class because you weren't, you know, you think you know something when you do a little bit of martial arts or training, and then someone comes at you with a knife. That's a whole different psychological impact too, or they pull out a gun and now a gun's in your face. Whole different way you even react. So sometimes, you know, if you hadn't trained even for that, your training, what little you did have, goes out the window.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we in 3D STS are pushing, is the more realistic the training is, the better it's going to be. We're trying to get to the point where I can actually have an indoor range at some point in time with 360 degrees of fire. So we're using different simmunitions, stuff like that, UTM training, to be able to actually cause a scenario where people have to think on their feet all over the place.
A friend of mine trains with you, and she told me that you guys will actually go up and put her in a chokehold or grab her forcefully, of course with her permission. She knows now, she signed the waiver, she's been informed, she's been taken through the basics. But we want to see how you react. What are your reflexes? What are your responses when you didn't realize it, somebody whom you trust or didn't see walks up and grabs you by the throat, you know? And so it's real time, as you know, as close to real, you know, reflexes as possible, which makes all of the difference. Otherwise, we're just playing, you know.
True statement.
Yeah.
And you know, the sad part is the criminals of society are training all the time. They get, you know, their little paid vacation for a little while to do nothing but train in a yard, and the Jobo civilians are out here, happy go lucky, not thinking. You know, so you've got us. We call it staying yellow.
Wasn't it
staying
Bob Marley that said, you know, after his assassination attempt, he was at a rally the next day or days later, and they said, "What are you doing? You just got shot." And he says, "Well, the bad guys of the world aren't taking a day off. Why should I?
Right.
You know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing." So I don't have that level of training. I have raw reflexive, you know, fight or flight response, which, you know, like you said, it's great to be lucky, you know? But I'd like to be able to, you know, well, listen to me talking about intervention. That's why when you see something going on, right, what do? Well, training tells us don't do anything. It's not your place. You know what I mean? So, It's an interesting perspective, and we appreciate what you do. So for those people who may not be able to, and keep in mind, folks, they're going to start classes for individuals with disabilities, so you may not think that you've got the physical wherewithal or capacity to do this. Check out 3DSTS online because they're starting classes for individuals who have disabilities. Yeah, this month the month coming up. So we're leading into September now. But I want to be sure that we talk about, how long have you been in business?
So we've been in business 2.5 years. We started July 1st. The minute I got out of the military, my first day as a civilian is when I stood up the company. And we have broken even within the first 6 months.
That's a miracle.
And within the first year, we were profitable. Second year, by the second quarter, I signed a contract that was 98%. Of our gross income last year. So we've been published through Money Magazine. because of all the veterans connections that we have, and they've helped us follow the checklist, and we've been blessed enough to where it's actually spawned into a separate company.
Well,
we have another one that does operational security.
Blessings and hard work. I know how hard you work and how you've cultivated strong relationships with the people that, you know, support your business and do business with you. We only have a couple of more minutes, but I wanted to definitely touch on the fact that not only do you guys train the security guards, but you then employ some of them now, right? Because your business is growing.
Correct. We had a couple corporate clients that have asked, can you provide us private security? And that's, we looked into it.
We want you guys to do it. We want to go straight to the source. Yeah. We don't want to train these guys off the street. We want to know.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. Mm-hmm. And we ran the numbers and saw that it was going to be just as profitable. So we turned around and started doing that. And it's taken off like a rocket. We've got six clients right now and continuing to grow. I keep it nice and low. I only want 2 new clients a quarter so I can cultivate it and grow it and massage it the way I need to be. And then from there, see where the sky's the limit.
Man, congratulations to you, Chris, and your team. I know that you've got some partners that have everything to do with your success as well.
I'm only successful because of everybody that works with me.
And thanks for your service and the people that are in your staff and part of your team.
Yeah, your support of the community. We wanted to make sure that Others May Live Foundation and Paws and Stripes are two organizations that you support. You guys look them up online. 3DSTS, you guys are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTVL. Coming up, we've got another local business that provides a great service for your home, so stick with us. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We are having a great morning. I love how every time we bring people in on Go Local Boom to talk about how booming our economy is and how cool local businesses are, we learn something. I hope our listeners have the same experience as well. So our next guest, Lawn Rangers, Mike Coker. Did I pronounce your name properly?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, Coker, it's phonetic. Hooked on Phonics worked for me, obviously. Lawn Rangers here in Albuquerque. How long have you guys been in business?
22 years.
22 years. The landscaping companies in this city have been around for a while.
They got some longevity, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So tell us about your business, Mike. What do you guys do?
We are full service. Thanks. We are full service landscaping company. So we're doing maintenance throughout the city. We're a smaller landscaping company. You know, you've got the big ones here in the city, but we're taking not so many of the residential contracts, maybe some of the smaller ones, and we're doing a lot of, I'm sorry, the commercial, but we're doing a lot of the residential. We're doing, maintenance such as the basics of lawn mowing. We call it mowing, trimming, and blowing. Just basically doing the lawn. Or we're doing the bigger properties down in Corrales or maybe Bosque Farms and some of the areas in Albuquerque. We're doing landscapes as well. So if you need a landscape where you're pulling out all your old landscape, you got weeds or just old gravel and stuff you want to get rid of and put a new landscape in, we're doing those as well. So
I don't ever think of the difference. But when you say full service, you're talking about yard maintenance. If I don't need a new water feature or xeriscape in my backyard,
exactly,
or front yard, so just maintaining what is already there in terms of pulling weeds and flower beds and grass, right, but you can also design and implement those in my home or in my yard if I so choose.
You might need something simple. You might need just the lawn mowed, and we can do that. Or you might need a little more maintenance, that's maybe once a month or more. Or you might need a full landscape, maybe you just need something fixed, like irrigation is broken.
Sprinkling.
And you just don't want your lawn to die. Well, that can be hard, especially for a homeowner. I'm a big guy and I think I'm kind of strong, but I'm telling you what, irrigation is hard work. Sometimes
not only that, you know, if the sprinkler system goes down for too long, my wife's going to want to know what I need to do to fix it. And yeah. I'm a do-it-yourself kind of guy.
Yeah.
I don't think irrigation is a thing for me to test my ingenuity and my MacGyver on, right?
It's tough.
So tell us how we can reach you if we need your services.
You can get us telephone, of course, is the easiest, fastest way, 828-0198. And, of course, email would be another great way, info@thelawnrangers.com.
And is it the word in the title, info@lawnrangers.com or thelawnrangers.com.
info@lawnrangers.com.
Beautiful. Just want to be sure.
Yeah,
and,
thank
and,
you.
And, you know, the, Google is our friend. So you type in Lawn Rangers into Google, and they're going to find the website for you.
I like the business name, first of all. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners have heard about you guys just from some other marketing and stuff. It's such a catchy name.
It's a catchy name. Even if they haven't heard of you, we feel like we have, right? Their logo is actually the Lone Ranger as well. I'm looking at the logo of the Lone Ranger on Mike's shirt right now.
Yeah, they asked me earlier, do I wear the mask? You know, and yeah. I said, no, but our owner does. The owner wears the mask.
Does he? When he goes to do it,
he looks like him. And Marcus is going to laugh at me when he hears this, but he does. He looks just like the Lone Ranger. He does.
So how did you get involved with Lawn Rangers, Mike?
Well, I've been estimating and doing landscapes for years here in Albuquerque. I've been here for, 20 years myself. And Marcus and I teamed up, and we've been putting these things in together, and it's been a good combination. He's got a great company there. We're running a lot more of the maintenance side than we are the landscapes, but we're building that side up now. And Albuquerque's, a great place to do that. Everybody loves to be out in their yards, so it's better to have one of those yards that you like to look at as opposed to one of those you don't.
Well, it's a beautiful community. Most places in the city, and in Rio Rancho, you have, a desertscape or a view of the foothills, the sunrise and the sunset and so on. So yeah, we've got a great climate as well. A lot of people move to New Mexico from other places because our climate is so neutral. We get to experience all four of the seasons, but none in any real extreme. And so your yard needs to be nice year round.
Yeah, this summer was funny. I mean, this one, I felt like, my hair was on fire the whole summer. I don't know why, right? It was a weird summer. But yes, most of the time, I think we're one of the best kept secrets, in the country. Are we not? The weather here is wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can always be out in your backyard or your front yard, So
knock on wood, we don't have floods, tornadoes, hurricanes.
Right.
I don't even know what else, because we don't experience them. So I don't even know what other natural disasters.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know either.
We're naturally protected because we're in this little bowl. We've got the mountains all around us and so on and so forth. I think there was one tornado in Albuquerque history, and it wasn't even that extreme. And it was an anomaly. Typically, we won't experience that kind of thing. So it's good to have your yard nice year round.
Yeah.
What kind of sales and incentives or cool information do you want our listeners to hear about, since you guys, could be one of the best kept landscaping secrets in the community, right? You said that you're doing your best to maintain and grow this other area of your business.
Yeah, I like to give stuff away. All right. So free is what I incentivize my customers.
That's what
with.
Most people like too.
Okay. So I like to give stuff away. And so what I like to tell the customer is what you're going to find, you should do some estimates. Okay. Because when doing a landscape project, if you're doing an average yard in Albuquerque, you're talking some square footage, probably 12 to 1500 square foot in a front or backyard. And so you're going to be into a couple, $2,000-$3,000, maybe up to $6,000 or $7,000, right? Well, two or three different companies are going to give you a range here in Albuquerque. You've got different companies giving different prices, and sometimes those ranges can be very varied. And so I can right away tell you, I've been doing this for 20 years. I'm going to give you the right price. If Lawn Rangers comes to your house, you can trust. I have a lot of friends in the city. I'm going to give you the right price. I'm a trustworthy man.
And when you say friends, I assume you're talking about your vendors, the customers, the materials.
I mean not only that. I mean friends and friends like family, friends I see outside of Lawn Rangers. I have been living in the city, and so has Marcus, the owner, for over 20 years. We know everybody. Mm-hmm. We're not going to run around overpricing people so that they can find out that we did that later down the road and be mad at us at church or in the grocery store.
You've got
somewhere.
A reputation.
We have a reputation. We're local. We're not going anywhere. And we don't want people to find out from some other company that we overpriced them, and then they see that we were trying to make. So we're going to give you the right price. And we're going to give you something when we're there on the job. You had said incentives. I like to look around on someone's property and say, hey, if you're going to give us this job, it may be a couple, $2,000-$3,000 or whatever it is for this landscape. Well, you see that pile of stuff over there that you can't figure out how to get rid of because you don't have a pickup or something, we're going to take that for you while we're here. We're just going to dump that, or we're going to do this extra little area that for free that you can't afford that in the bid. You can't afford that in the job, and you'd like to get that done. Hey, let us just do that as a thank you. I always do that on every landscape job. I give something away, a part of a job that we can do for somebody, because I believe they'll go to the next customer, their friend or family member, and say, you're going to love these guys. They gave us a great price, and they did this thing for us that we couldn't get done.
And when the next guy comes to put a bid, and they say, so this is what we bid, and then they're going to throw in this over here too. Are you guys going to do that? It's not likely that they're going to.
They're
going to
laugh and walk away.
No, we're not going to give you that for free.
Right.
And the only way they can find that out is by having you come out. And I like the certainty with what you said. I'm going to give you the right price.
I am. Yeah.
And he said that. I'm looking at his eyes. You can't see it in the radio, but he's like, he means it. Yep. I'll give you the right price.
Yeah.
And I get something free maybe out of it. I don't know. But you call Lawn Rangers. They can come out and estimate.
We can't sleep at night if we're not being honest. Well, there's no way. And so we're going to be honest so we can have a good conscience.
I always talk about vendors in your home as well as surrogate members of your family. You get to trust these people to be at your house, in your backyard, with your pets and your family, whether you're home or not, maybe have keys to your home for a time. They need to gain access to your property. And so it's important to trust them. So it's great that you get to go out and bid most of the time. Do you prefer to bid over the phone or to go out and see the job in person?
Oh, I love to go there. This is why I can say this over, the radio and look you guys in the eyes and tell you the truth, is because this is what people have told me over the 15, 20 years I've been doing this. And this is what Marcus has heard from customers and clients. They tell me, they look me in the eyes and they say, Mike, I trust you. And I just had a lady say to me, when can I give you the keys? Do your guys need to get into my fence? Do I need to put the dog away? I have people say, as they're writing checks to me, I'm writing you this check because I trust you. And you should have seen, they'll say to me, and this isn't a slam on anyone else, but they'll say, you should have seen the last guy that came by. And what they tried to get out of us. Mm-hmm. And I say, I'm sorry that that's going around here, but you see that everywhere, right? And so what I'm saying is, you see that all the time. We're not going to give you that. Lawn Rangers is going to give you quality people. They work in my house. They'll take care of our workers are wonderful men. I hang with them. They're good. My friends, they work at Marcus's house. They do have keys to our homes and the keys to our gates and keys to everybody. We all work at each other's homes. I'm working right now at my friends' homes and I have keys to their gates and I text them and they open the gate. So, we're very friendly. We see each other outside of work and I know all of my clients. I've been back to their homes. I've taken my kids to work on their job sites. My son's a heck of a worker. He's a good little worker. So we're like a big family there.
That's pretty groovy, man.
Yeah.
So, one of the things you said, too, just so our listeners can understand, full service, you got maintenance. You can also help do the landscape for them. I'm using the right term. That's where you design the landscape based around their needs to include xeroscape or grass or whatever they want to put in.
Oftentimes, we can put in their design. Very rarely does someone have a design. I give them a high five. If somebody has a design at their house, I give them a high five. But we can design it for them. We can put in your design. And oftentimes, it's real simple. Maybe somebody just wants, for you out there listening, I don't want all that design. I just want my old rock out, my new rock in, or my old something out, and my new something in. We can do basic stuff and make it look beautiful. We can get your old stuff out that looks terrible right now and give you a very inexpensive, very beautiful new covering of just some gravel or some grass, and it'll be clean and wonderful.
Well, and not only that, you've got teams for my mother-in-law, all of the kids are out of the house now, the kids are off to college, you don't have anyone to clean the backyard, call somebody to come and do it for you.
Yeah.
It's not something that everybody likes to do.
You mentioned commercial too. So for those other businesses, a lot of our listeners are also business owners. Mm. What kind of commercial bids do you put out and what kind of clients are you looking for?
I appreciate that. And I think I may have messed it up in the beginning. We do smaller commercial bids and we're just meeting the needs of the smaller commercial in town. Some smaller apartment complexes, the retirement communities, we're tackling those. The places that need to refresh their landscapes in the front. We have four or five maintenance crews that are out there doing that now. So banks are good for us. We're taking on banks, those places that need to look pretty, the places that need to attract their clients. So we take those on. We're not the bigger company, and then maybe we'll get there, maybe we won't. But we are taking on those smaller and mid-sized businesses, and then the residentials, those are easy for us, and we just line those up and knock them out.
People don't even realize when it comes to, the aesthetic appeal of, the exterior of a business.
Oh, it's crucial.
It's subconscious in most instances. Now, if I notice that it doesn't look good outside, I'm probably not going to have the greatest experience inside.
Yeah.
But some things you don't even notice,
Right.
But your brain picks up on the fact that this place isn't exactly, clean and cut. All right, Mike. So let's fill everybody in one more time on how they can get a hold of you and what y'all do.
Yeah, thank you. It is the Lawn Rangers, and we are a full landscape maintenance and landscape installation crew. So we are doing maintenance, landscaping, and landscaping of removal and installation.
And how can they find you?
You can find us at info@thelawnrangers.com. That's our email. You can get us at www.thelawnrangers.com or call us at 828-0198.
Folks, we're going to wrap up with some business tips and tricks in the last segment of the show. Come on back and hang out with us. You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Here we are back again on Go Local Boom 1050 KTBL. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us and talking about what makes our community great. Go Local Boom, not only a radio show, but also an online business directory. So if you're interested in checking out local businesses in the community, I always talk about sustainability. You guys probably get tired of hearing me talk about this, but if I spend a dollar at Blake's, 70 cents stays in Albuquerque. I spend a dollar at another place, at McDonald's, for example. 70% of that dollar, more than 70 cents, leaves Albuquerque.
Right. It's just something you got to keep track of. You know, older communities, back when people say the good old days, they hear about when the economics were better, the economies were better, local communities were stronger. You're talking about a time when there was more successful small business owners.
Well, there weren't other options. Right. Walmart was not in existence, right? Sam Walton had a family hardware store and blew that thing up, and over time realized, how can I do it better? How can I, you know, outlast my competition? This is a capitalist, you know, country. This is what we should do. We should advance and grow our resources. But at one point, that took a turn. And the turn that it took was that now these larger organizations have an advantage over the mom and pops. So Go Local Boom, this is the mom and pops. Who's local? Who lives here? Whose tax dollars are repairing the streets? If I don't buy a burrito at Blake's, am I going to run through a pothole? You know what I mean? So,
good way to look at it. Yeah. So there's a lot of advantages to it. That's why we do this. That's why we feature locally owned businesses. That's why we have GoLocalBoom.com, the business directory.
Yeah, man. So it's been a great morning so far. I love how much I get to learn. Mike, that was just in here from Lawn Rangers, he grew up in a radio station in Clovis. His father and their family owns stations, the 770 affiliate out there. He said this station was always playing in his home, because if the station went down, they had to run across the street to the tower and get the feedback up, because there was a technical glitch or something like that. And when I told him some information about radio and television and media, you know, back in those days, he got so excited. He was like, wow, that fed my brain. I love to learn new things. That's how I feel about Go Local Boom. When we're in here, we get to talk, we get to see, you know, people talk about the growth and success of their business, the fact that they get to work with their friends and family members, the fact that they really make a difference in the community and the lives of their staff and their clients. I get excited about that kind of thing. I love Albuquerque.
Right.
Carlos was in here last week talking about, I was born here and I'm going to die here.
Carlos Contreras, yeah, from the Hispano chain.
Very passionate, you know, artist and local advocate in the community. But, you know, that's how I feel about this show. We just have such a good time and we get to learn a lot of cool things. I'm running out of excuses to shop anywhere that's not local.
Right. I actually make a conscious decision all the time. And it's not just about, I'm going to go out of my way to shop local. I actually prefer all of the local vendors that I visit all the time. I prefer the food. I prefer the services. I prefer the products.
I'll put a Blake's burrito next to a Twister's burrito any day.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not about you can't go to that Target. You can't go to that big box retailer. There's some things you have to go to them for. What we're saying is that you don't have to go to them. We just forget that there's great local places sometimes.
Yep. Whispering Bean Coffee. I have morning meetings there at 6:30 or so almost every day of the week.
Where is that?
That's over there where the Sprouts is, right there on Alameda and Corrales.
Okay, yeah.
Right? We just met there the other day.
Yeah.
Whispering Bean, just a little tiny, unassuming coffee shop, better than Starbucks any day.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll put up almost any one of our local coffee shops up against Starbucks. But people don't know that, because Starbucks, they make you the Frappalapa thing with the sweetener and the five more ounces of sugar that they stick in it, and you think it's the best best coffee ever.
That's why, because it's all of the extra 5 ounces. Of sweat. I mean, I love a good coffee, one of those blended drinks from Starbucks.
Yeah.
But man, you go to these other places and they've got better beans. Yeah. They've roasted their own beans. They're using local ingredients that are grown by farmers. Of course, they're outsourcing the beans from other countries and so on. But
we actually have a local someone that has their own Colombian farm that they grew up in.
Right. Yeah. And so, is that Via Miriam?
Via
right.
Miriam. Yeah.
The guys at the brew. Yeah. They grow their own beans, and their multiple different brands have come from that. Keith Jardine, USC fighter, retired now, owns a couple of gyms here, but he also owns Caveman Coffee. Those are Via Miriam beans. So now Caveman Coffee has international branding and exposure because these guys that live in Albuquerque have their own farm.
Right. And that's the kind of interweaving of opportunities and relationships that we like to see within the local business community.
Yeah, I love it, man. I didn't know how much I was going to love this show when we started it. You know, you started Go Local Boom on a little idea, you know, coupon mailer for local businesses, you know, directly to local residents. Mm-hmm. And it's grown so much since then. And in the years that we've known each other, our vision and our understanding of the way that these resources exist and work has grown as well. So I'm grateful to you, sir, for doing what you've done for our community. And, you know, this radio show is a great vehicle for us to do that.
It is. And thanks for being such a great host.
I do my best, man.
Yeah.
I do my best, yeah.
I hosted the show a little bit, and then I got called off of it. And Sean's energy and voice, you'll see exactly why we like him leading the show.
Well, it works, and you know, we make a good team because you always make sure that you remind the businesses, you know, to talk about things like Lawn Rangers, for example. They didn't really get a chance to touch on the commercial aspect of their business, which is super important. So, guys, if you didn't get to hear from each of the guests on our show this morning, the podcast is always going to be plugged up online at 1050ktbl.com. We want to thank Cumulus Group of Stations, 770 and 1050 especially, for doing what they do for our local, you know, radio, talk, business, life, dynamic. Go Local Boom is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO. Launch your business into another dimension with Rocketbox SEO and web design. We want to thank you guys so much for hanging out and for listening. Tell your friends about us. If they own businesses, send them in to interview. If not, have them listen because we've always got great content here on 1050 KTBL. Have a great weekend, folks.